Sky High Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're back at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. Second night in a row for Chi High Hockey. The Cards coming off a 5-0 loss against Wausau West, back at home here against New Richmond. A conference game. Cards coming in here 5-8-1 overall. They are 3-2-1 in conference in New Richmond. Good team. They were state champions a couple of years ago. Runner-up last year. They are 7-4 and 4-1 in the BRC. Good to have you along tonight on WOGO Radio, WOGO.com. And we're on YouTube at WOGO Sports. You put that in. And if you like us on YouTube, then you can follow all the games and watch them and listen to our coverage. Greg Stewart, along with Connie Feeney here, our producer is Zach Whitecheck. And Connie, welcome back. Seems like we just were here not long ago.
About 24 hours ago, and here we are again.
Yeah. Cards coming off like I said, a 5-0 loss, gave up 2 goals in the first period, 3 more in the second, and just kind of held their own for a while in the third, but you didn't feel like they were much in the game midway through the second period. Tonight, an important conference game against another tough team. This is really running the gauntlet this week with Wausau West last night and Richmond tonight on the road Thursday against Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, we've been talking about it since last week when we played North, how this week was going to be a tough one for them. And, you know, three really strong teams in a really short period of time. Yesterday, the Cards did not come out hard. As Coach Blefowitz said, the D for Chi High got frustrated on how fast the forecheck was. Hopefully they're expecting that again tonight, and they're ready for it because they're facing another great team.
And Matt Luckowitz trying to hold this thing together with duct tape, with some guys out because of sickness. Easton Skelton won't play. Sam Johnson won't be on the ice tonight.
And Ethan Foyles.
I don't think it's sickness for him. It's that shoulder, that separated shoulder, just hasn't come back for the senior forward.
Yeah, which is too bad. You know, it's three players you don't want to be missing. You don't want to be missing any of your top-end players. But unfortunately, that's where they're at. And then, you know, on top of that, illness is going through the team.
Man.
And so there's players missing for that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Chi High and New Richmond tonight. Cards hoping to bounce back from the shutout loss last night. And time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a Fred at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Connie, how about trying to bounce back from that loss and put a win on the board here tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think it comes back to the basics. Just like Coach Luckowitz talked about after that Stevens Point game, is getting back to the basics, passes that connect from tape to tape. So you're finishing those plays. There were opportunities yesterday where they were buzzing, but then they would make that one last pass or they would, you know, the play wouldn't connect, and then the opportunity's gone, and nothing to show for it, not even a shot on net. So they have to get back to the basics and making plays connect to have a positive outcome, as well as, this goes without saying, but they need to challenge this goaltender here for New Richmond. I think this might be an area of need for New Richmond, and that's an area that Chi High needs to exploit.
All right, there's our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're on YouTube tonight, WOGO Sports on YouTube. You can watch the game. Got the crew here, Caleb and Sam, here tonight with YouTube TV and WOGO Sports. We'll take a break and back in a moment. This is Cardinal Countdown, Chi High and New Richmond. Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Cards hockey tonight. Chi-High and New Richmond. The Tigers got the better of it in the JV game tonight, 5-1. So the Cards hoping to flip the script here a little bit in this varsity game after absorbing that 5-0 loss to Wausau West. It broke a two-game winning streak for the Cards. They had defeated Eau Claire North in that thrilling double overtime game winner by Ethan Foyles, and then Menominee shut them out here 5-0, then lost 5-0 to Wausau West. New Richmond, led by head coach John Larson, had his team at state, won state a couple of years ago, finished runner-up, lost to Fondy Springs last year, and they're coming off an 8-5 win over Menominee and beat Tomahawk 5-4 for their two-game winning streak, and had lost three straight going into that, but tough Appleton Christmas holiday tournament there. Lost to the Nina team. It's ranked. U School beat them, and Middleton beat New Richmond 4-1. But they play a strong schedule, moving up to D1 this year. And I talked to Coach Larson about that, and he said, well, we play in the BRC, and we wanted to make the move up. WIA kind of forced us to move up to Division I this year. But he said, we're ready for it. You play in the Big Rivers Conference, and you're playing BRC teams and, tough teams all the time. And you play out-of-conference tough teams as well, so they're well-prepared to make the move up to D1 this year. The Richmond finished 17-10-2 overall last year, 6-7-1 in the BRC, but then they were able to move on to state in Division II. They won the 23 title. Finished runner-up last year, losing to Fondy Springs in the playoffs. New Richmond beat Chickamauga, then knocked off Rice Lake. Defeated Amory 6-1, and at state they beat Tomahawk 8-4 and lost to St. Mary's Springs 6-2. A lot of good players here. They've got 9 seniors, Chi-High with 9 seniors as well. One of those not playing tonight, Ethan Foyles, but they got some terrific players. You're going to hear the name Bjorn Bonneman. He played with the Janesville Junior Jets in the offseason. He's one of the seniors, 6'2", 215 pounds, an imposing kid on the ice for the Tigers. And we're going to be saying his name quite a few times here tonight for New Richmond. Again, they are 7-4 overall and 4-1 in the BRC. They're in third place in the conference following Hudson and Eau Claire Memorial in Chippewa Falls. Just behind them in fourth place in conference so far this year. Let's get you the goalie matchup tonight for New Richmond. It's going to be the sophomore Drake Bowman. He spent the most time between the pipes here for John Larson. He is 5-3, goals against average of 3.41, a save percentage of 8.48. And after Andrew Brovo, the freshman, played last night, Derek Strong will get the nod from Matt Luckowitz here tonight. Derek, the senior, is 2-3 on the season, 2 wins, 3 losses, goals against average of 3.10, and a save percentage of 89. Still waiting for Matt Luckowitz, head coach Matt Luckowitz, to join our Connie Feedy downstairs. And I tell you what, we'll take another break. This is Cardinal Countdown, Chi High in Richmond tonight on WOGO, WOGO.com, and on YouTube TV. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Cards playing 2 games in 2 nights. And this evening, it's not like you got, you know, a cupcake coming in here, Connie Feedy. You got to play Wausau West. I think that's a team that we saw last night that's going to make a lot of noise in the postseason.
Absolutely.
And they are the upset special, I think, in the postseason. But this New Richmond team, you know, is a great team, too.
Yes, absolutely. It's a tough schedule this week. New Richmond is a solid program. Their youth program is great. Their high school program has been great. They've moved from Division II up to Division I because of their success. And they've been doing really well in the conference with a lot of Division I schools.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the Tigers, their coach, Matt Larson, feels pretty good. John Larson, pardon me, feels pretty good about what they've done this year. He said they've had their ups and downs, but a team that has made state 2 years in a row and is building that program up and feeder program up. They did lose Matt Unger, the all-BRC forward. Catcher Langness is gone. He was on the BRC team, but they've got bros that are coming in as well. Both guys got brothers that are playing here tonight. Back is that Bjorn Bonneman, young man I talked about. Steve Chapman is their captain. He was honorable mention, all BRC. In fact, Bonneman, the kid, big, tall kid for New Richmond, was the third leading scorer in the BRC last year behind a couple of kids we know, Jackson Hoym and Mason Johnson.
Yeah, two kids we are greatly missing.
Yeah,
this season.
I'll say. Where are they, huh?
Yeah, they've moved on to greener pastures in the NHL. I sure get it.
So, Cards in their home whites, they got them washed up and cleaned up, and they're ready to go here tonight. And the Richmond showing up in the black sweaters with the orange and white trim and the black breezers in orange and white trim. And we got a family thing going with the referees, Dave Bestel and his boys Dave and Gabe and Noah working the lines and the referee here tonight, Noah the linesman, Dave and Gabe Bestel are the referees. So, hopefully no family fight out on the ice here.
Right, yeah, it might be interesting dinner conversation tomorrow. But.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
It's great to see dad and sons wearing the stripes here. All right, Tom Boydell is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, and he's got tonight's starting lineups for you on WOGO.
First, introducing the starting line for the New Richmond Tigers in goal, number 35, Drake Bowman. The defenseman, number 8, Canton Langness. And number 25, Lance Howard. The center, number 15, Bjorn Bonneman. And the wings, number 5, Gage Fox. And number 20, Steve Chapman. And the rest of the Tigers, along with their head coach, John Larson, associate head coach, Ryan Kelly, and assistant coach, Drew Kelly. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Chippewa Cardinals, we're going to be introducing the youth hockey player of the day. His name is Levi Newman. Levi plays forward on the Mites Red Team and is in third grade at Stilson. And his favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. Levi's parents are Ashley and Matt Newman, and he's being accompanied out to the center ice by Bodie Custer. Ladies and gentlemen, youth hockey player of the day, Levi Newman. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 35, Derek Strong. The defenseman, number 3, Austin Frenette. And number 6, Eli Burmester. The center, number 16, Matthew Frenette. And the wings, number 15, Brett Carlson. And number 21, Jackson LeMay. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Lekowitz, and assistant coach, Jason Krista.
There you go. High school hockey dropping the puck ahead here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
2-on-0.
Here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in and scores! Shanghai wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Got Here we go. Chi High Hockey against New Richmond tonight. Derek Strong for the Cards between the pipes here tonight. Drake Bowman. Strong, the senior. Bowman for the Tigers, a sophomore. And hopefully, 24 hours, probably not 24 hours of rest here, but at least an overnight where the kids could get to bed and shake off the doldrums of yesterday's 5-0 loss. Maybe that'll perk them up here a little bit, and we'll see how they come out in the first period.
Yeah, they certainly can't come out and say, well, we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's right.
They got to see that yesterday, and hopefully they come out hungry and ready to play hard.
Absolutely. Yeah, they were a little lackluster starting out yesterday. Boy, you cannot do that against good teams.
No, you can't. You can't give them any opportunity. You can't make mistakes, and there's too many mistakes, too many missed passes, things of that nature that really caused the Cards to have a lack of success.
Yep. Fox, Bottoman, and Chapman up forward for the Tigers, all seniors. In fact, a full senior starting lineup. Langness and Howard are seniors defensively. And for the Cards, Matt Frenette sliding up, the sophomore, with a couple of seniors on his wing. LeMay and Carlson. And back on defense to start things out, Austin Frenette and Elijah Burmeister, and we are underway. The puck slides into the New Richmond zone. Quickly pumped back out by the Tigers. This one's going to go all the way. Centering pass there. The only person was a Cardinal player, but they got on it. New Richmond did. Tried to center one up. That was blocked out in front of Derek Strong. And this is going to be nice and call against Chi High. So it's going to come all the way to the south end of the barn.
Yeah, sometimes, we just slap that puck down instead of taking a stride or two to make a play. And there you go, icing again, and now you have to win that faceoff draw.
This place was pretty quiet last night. It's nice to see, Connie, a line of students down there against the window in the student section. There's a centering pass. Strong with a save, a rebound save. And the senior builds the wall in front of his cage. Makes a couple of saves here.
Absolutely nice seeing the Chi High students come out and support. Yesterday was a makeup game. It was
really quiet here.
Yeah.
Crickets.
And it's finals week, and there's a lot of crud going around.
16-28, just underway. A minute and a half into the game here. No score. Tigers off the draw in the offensive zone. Get it back for the D. This one dished in. Comes around. Right back is Strong. And cradled by Chi High. Ripped up against the boards, but they can't clear. Richmond still on sides. Stepping up is Savarine on the defensive switch here. Savarine and Guess come out for Langness and Howard. And this one out in front of Strong. He went down. The puck didn't get to him. And it glides back to the blue line. And it's going to be slid in from the near point. Comes around behind Derek Strong and back to the point. One-timer ricochets off a stick and deflects into the left wing corner. New Richmond in the midst of changing up some players, get a new set of D. They've got actually four D that they run for John Larson. This one banked off the wall on the near side, gathered in by the Tigers. They go D to D and wheel back in their own zone to open up some space and time. This one is thrown ahead to the Cards blue line and tipped in. And they'll try to give chase here. 15-16 on the clock. Chi High in transition after the INT. It's going to come back out just beneath our booth here. And here is Matt Frenette. He'll angle this one off the boards, and it goes into the zone. Comes around from right to left out of the curl. And pinched up against the wall is Jackson LeMay looking for some puck support. Got it there from Austin Frenette on the ice for Chi High right now. Austin and Matt are out there on the ice, and this is Brett Carlson trying to pinch the puck ahead and ride it to the corner, and it's going to pop back over the blue line, and Jackson LeMay will dangle. LeMay weaves his way through. Nice pass to Brett Carlson, but I think Matt Frenette was just a step in on the near wing.
Yeah, just a one, fraction of a second there offside.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because that was a nice setup there, a good zone entry.
Yeah, it sure was.
We'll see what happens.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Another icing call against Chi High. Well, Connie, do you see a little more life in the Cards here, a little more hop in their step?
Absolutely,
tonight?
Yeah. They're almost like they know what to expect, right? They came out a little harder, a little faster, knowing that they're going to get challenged.
14:30 on the game clock. No score up on the board. And Andy Johnson tried to ride it out of the zone. Couldn't do so. Poke checked off his stick, and the puck laid into the right wing corner. Here is Brett Krista. Jams it on the fence. Can he get it out? Comes high in the zone. New Richmond on it, and they'll head to the hole. But Chiai turned him into the left wing corner, and the Cards on the breakout right now. They've got it top of the circle on the far side in their own zone. Now it pops on the wall, and a scramble for it right here on the near wing, and it comes right back into the Chiai zone. This one banged ahead to Dylan Bast. Couldn't catch up to it. And Richmond's got it, and they'll steer it back out to neutral. Here is Brett Carlson. Back pedals, has it. And it was
Dane Christen. Tried to pass to Jackson Williams.
Exactly. Jackson Williams on the ice. Got some significant ice time last night coming off the JV team with all these forwards out with the sickness here. And an icing call on New Richmond right here with 13:26. Now they're going to wave it off. That's strange.
Yeah.
Puck on the half wall in the Chiai zone. And here come the Cards right now. Ahead, it's Belonge. He came into the zone and pumped one in, but New Richmond turns it back the other way. They're into the zone. Here is Zach Black. A lot of guys getting some ice time here tonight that we probably wouldn't see that much with all the injuries and the sickness that Chiai is going through. Jackson LeMay rides it into the right wing corner. Had it sticked off his blade. LeMay pitched up against the fence, and here comes Matt Frenette. Frenette dangles right along the goal line looking for an opening. Comes back to the near point to Burmeister. Elijah loads one up. This one goes into the right wing corner. Taken there by the Tigers. It's on the yellow ribbon. Far wing, and New Richmond trying to steer it out of their own zone. And they've got it right now. Here is Zaylin Sweet. And Sweet is into the zone. Used Krista as a screen. Brett Krista. Nice save right there by Derek Strong as he didn't completely see the puck. Steers that one left wing corner. 12:13 left to go. The whistle stops play right here. Chiai and New Richmond no score early on in tonight's game. And we might have a penalty coming up here. Nope, no penalty. Just offside's the call. Well, shots, it looks like 3-0 so far for New Richmond. I thought we had one on their goaltender, but nothing yet.
No, no, not yet. But, you know, we're playing more in their zone than we did yesterday. So.
That's true. Yeah, there just seems to be a little more fire in this Chiai team here tonight. We're kind of sleepwalking through last night's game. Chiai goes west to east, and this one thrown in the right wing corner. Cards trying to mount an attack, but cough up the puck in the Richmond zone and have to backpedal. Here's Hebert, gets to it first. Richmond was charging into the zone and able to clear out to neutral, but dumped right back in by the Tigers. Now New Richmond's got it. And this one angled off the boards out at neutral ice. And here come the Tigers right now. Here is Wado. Wado comes in left wing corner. Dumped in. Cards trying to gather it up. And it's loose out in front of Derek Strong and cycled back on the near wing for the Cards on the breakout. They have it right now. Here is Dylan Bast. Bast moved to the blue line. Couldn't get it in, and Richmond retreats down to the ice in the Chiai defensive zone. Cards see the puck go through the paint, bang off the near wall. And with 10:55 left to go, no score. Chiai will hinge over and get it. Here is Austin Frenette. Works away from the Richmond forecheck. And the puck loose, top of the circle, poke checked away into the corner by Austin right there, and the puck top of the circle comes back to the New Richmond D. They're just playing D to D right now, and this one floats into the left wing corner in the Chiai D zone, and a long shift for this group out there right now. Laid out through center ice, and it's going to go all the way back in the Tigers zone. Cards could use a break right here. Matt Frenette's got it. Netter can't do anything with it. Gives it up, and here comes Sweet. Sweet into the zone. Tigers in the midst of a change. So it was 1-on-4 with Sweet. Here's a shot off the side of the cage by the Tigers. And ricochets into the left wing corner. And going to be picked up by Burmeister. He looks up. gets the puck over to Austin Fournette. Fournette jukes his way into the neutral ice, and Jackson LeMay trying to force the puck into the New Richmond zone. This one pops onto the glove of Derek Strong from center ice, and the senior goaltender will hang on to that one right now.
Yeah, we definitely needed a whistle there. The shift was getting pretty long. Guys were getting stuck out there. Good thing Derek recognized that and made the save.
Yep, you bet. All right, 9:43 left to go here in the first period. No score. Chi High and New Richmond Cards in the midst of three games in 4 days. And this is game number two, losing 5-0 to Wausau West last night on the road at Memorial on Thursday. There's a one-timer on Strong, and the save made as he cut that one in right at chest level off the stick of Kredovic.
Well, the Cards are going to have to step it up a little bit more, though, because we're not playing any hockey, real substantial hockey, in our offensive zone. Yeah. It's been our D zone.
Absolutely.
All night.
Been backpedaling all night. 7-0, the shots in favor of the Tigers. Can't keep that up without them scoring. And the puck dumped into the corner, and a whistle will in play right here. 9:13 left to go. And
I'm hoping it's not a penalty, but
yeah.
Yep. Just the puck out of play. Can't see from this angle here.
It's pretty tough down there in the corner, in the extreme corner. Clean game so far. No penalty. Shots 7-0 in favor of the Tigers.
Real opportunity here, though, with the faceoff in their zone.
Matt Fournette trying to win this one. He got it over on the wall for Brett Carlson. Seemed to be a little mix-up here. Who's going to take it? And New Richmond decided, well, we'll take it. Here they come. Shot on net. Save made by Strong. Angled that one off his skate to the wall on the far side with 8:55 left to go. And New Richmond really pressing things in the Chi High zone. They lead it 8-0 in the shots department. And here is Heppner, the defenseman, moves in, fires a shot high slot. They try to redirect down front and comes back to Hender as they just wheel and deal and work it back to their D for the blast inside the blue line. And out finally pops out to neutral ice and going to be gathered in there by Canton Langness. A couple of Langness boys here, Segan and Canton, for John Larson's New Richmond Tigers. And this one dribbles over the blue line out to neutral ice. Jackson LeMay trying to put the body on the Tigers' Zaylin Sweet, and an offsides call right here against the Tigers. 8:12 left in the first period, and good thing is no score.
Yeah, good thing no score, and good thing that was offsides, because that number 20 from New Richmond was coming in hard and fast. And
Steve that's Chapman.
Right down
Chapman.
The middle of the ice. Never a good thing to see that happen
that
against your team.
That is for sure. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support Chi High Hockey. Again, a shot right off the draw, and that one grabbed by Derek Strong here with 8:07 left in the first period.
Well,
so the face-off back in the Chi High zone.
Yeah, thankfully Derek Strong's been playing well tonight.
Yeah, you got a senior in there to try to, you know, get on the winning side. Counting on him. Here is Andy Johnson. Moves up to the blue line, launches one in. This one ricochets off the inboards. Johnson tried to catch up to it, couldn't do it. Ribboned around the boards by New Richmond. Goes into the corner. Now it's Dylan Based. Based has got it. Right wing corner. Lays it back, and a shot from the high slot by Burmeister. Loaded one up. Chi High and a rebound try, but fanned by Dane Krista. And New Richmond will bring it out. Here is Langness. Ken Langness dropped it off the inboards. New Richmond with some fresh legs on the ice with the player change here. And it's bumped into the left wing corner. Jackson LeMay tries to shadow the puck a little bit. And it's going to go over to Dane Krista, who pushes it ahead with 7:14 left to go. And the Cards on the break right now. Krista looking up the ice. And Jackson LeMay in his sights, but New Richmond stepped in front of the pass, and it's back in the Chi High zone. Here is LeMay, left wing wheel. Moves it, headmanning pass here for Brett Krista. He tried to juke his way in that time. Intercept by Fournette, and off the wall. Here comes Brett Krista trying to chase it. The foot race gets to it, but the angle was cut down. Laid one on Drake Bowman, But he made the save on the right post, and the puck hops out of play here.
Nice first shot on net for sure right there. Yeah. You know, the goalie had to make that save.
Good job by Carlson to race to get it. Mm-hmm. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements like Sue and I did, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back Cards Hockey. 6.5 left to go, first period. Greg and Connie with you. Our producer, Zach Wycheck, tonight on WOGO and WOGO.com. And here is New Richmond. Quick twisted wrister there by Steve Chapman. Not a big kid, but he came in, found an opening, weaved his way in, and launched a shot. But strong with the save with 6:21 left to go. And he'll take the draw in his own zone. Glove side for the Cards goaltender. This one is cycled around the boards from right to left for the Cards. The breakout pass onto the tape of
Jackson LeMay. Right off his stick.
Yep.
Yeah, it would have been nice if that would have connected.
He had an opening there.
Yeah.
6:12 left to go. Face off, right wheel, Chi High zone. Fans lining the boards here tonight. Much bigger crowd for Chi High as opposed to last night. A shot in. Traffic out in front. Ricocheted off a body down there. Cards got it high in the zone, but they could not get it to neutral. And it comes back. Here's a shot. Jumping in was Cannon Langness. Just top of the hash marks at the wheels. And Langness with a shot got through to Derek Strong. He makes the save. 13-1. The shots, and there is one that goes in. Gage Fox came down through the circles here and just unloaded a shot on Derek Strong, and it's 1-0 New Richmond.
Yeah, he was all alone right there in the slot. No card around him. That makes it a lot harder for Derek Strong to make that save.
It's like warm-ups here.
Yeah.
For him.
Cards still, the official score hasn't had a single shot on net.
I thought we had one there.
I thought we did too, but the officials said no, so it's just 14 shots against and 0-4. This hopefully isn't a Stevens Point night.
Yeah, I know. Gage Fox with the goal, his 11th of the season. The assist going to Cannon Langness, 11:15 time of the goal, and they're pouncing right in on our goaltender again. Strong made the initial save, gave up a little bit of a rebound, found the rock and jumped on it and hangs on in his paint right down there. 5:29 left to go. Again, 11:15 time of the goal for the senior Gage Fox. And the defenseman Langness with the assist. Fox uncovered as he came through the low slot and put one past Derek Strong. 5:20 left to go. There's a face-off. The puck laid into the left wing corner. Cards trying to get in on it, and they do. Andrew Johnson's got it. Johnson drifts off to his right. Drops this one right wing corner. Cards got a couple of guys on the puck. Dylan Bast as well, but they couldn't control. And here come the Tigers again. Brody Jackson twisted and got on sides. There's a breakaway chance for Dane Christie. Can he beat the D? New Richmond caught up to him. Got a shot on net. That may be the first of the night. I think it is. So shot 16-1 as Dane launches a chance at Drake Bowman.
Yeah, wide, top of the circle, not a high-scoring opportunity, but he was getting caught from behind on that breakaway, so he did the right thing. Puck off. Good things can happen when you get the puck to the net.
Matt Luckwood said, we got to put some shots on net.
Yes.
And it was critical for them tonight. They haven't done much of it. One shot on net total for the game. But even if it's a bad shot, put some rubber on this goaltender, Bowman.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to start challenging him for sure.
4.5 left to go.
You never know what's going to happen.
Wrapped around the boards.
Cold goaltender.
That is for sure. Here is Colin Olson. Olson's got it for the Tigers. Worked it in the left wing corner. They had a centering pass. Guys wearing white jerseys down there for Chi High. Breakout pass for LeMay behind him. And Richmond picks it up. Tosses one back in the Chi High zone. We've hit the four-minute mark left to go first period, and here comes Matt Frenette. Netter high in the zone, tried to juke his way around the New Richmond player, and here is Frenette as he picked up the loose change. And they work it back for Sam Hebert. Hebert looks up the ice on the near wing. Here is Brett Krista. Krista with a backhand pass that is knocked away by New Richmond. Krista gloved it, and here is New Richmond right now. Gage Fox again looking for his second straight goal. A soft puck laid on Derek Strong. Easy save there. And handed off to his defenseman, and it's cleared back out to neutral. Here comes Lance Howard, the defenseman. Howard moves in. Hands off to his left. New Richmond back to the point. There's a backhand try by Sweet. Kind of fanned on it. We got a one-on-one. Now maybe a two-on-one developing. Andy Johnson with a chance off the backhand. Save made by Bowman and steered into the left wing corner. New Richmond on the breakout right there, but stepping up was Austin Fournette. He saw the pass and got in the middle of it. Here is Langness, Colin Langness, with a head of steam, moves to the Cards blue line. 2:53 left to go, first period. Shot 17-1 in favor of the Tigers. They lead it 1-0. Here are the Cards on the break. Left wing side, scooped up by Dylan Bast. He'll gun this one left wing corner. Cards in the midst of a change. Fournette's line back out there. Matt Fournette along with a couple of seniors. And New Richmond with the pick. Brody Jackson into the zone. Jackson tried to throw one toward the net. Cut off by the Cards defensively. Here's one on net. The save made by Derek Strong.
Yeah, earlier in that shift, Andrew Johnson got hit really hard along the boards. He was slow to get up and really slow to get back to the ice. We'll see if he comes back out.
Cards already missing Sam Johnson and Easton Skelton. And Ethan Foyles is not here as well. The team's leading scorer coming into this game. Cards have struggled scoring. New Richmond about a little over four goals per game. And the Cards just a slightly over two goals per game here this season. Tigers lead at 1-0. Battle out at neutral right now. 2 minutes left to go, first period. And here is Wado. Caden Wado, he came in, but got a stoppage of play. Here's the puck careened out of play with 1:56 left to go, first period.
Yeah, 18 shots to one. Derek Strong, though, doing an excellent
he
job.
He is. He's settled in there. And
yes, very
steady goaltender here.
Yes, not getting overexcited or overreacting and overplaying anything.
1:49 left. This one, two-hopper Derek from the point. And he's going to hang on to that one as well. I mean, you got guys that you're a little undermanned here tonight. I think Derek may be taking more whistles and more draws in his own zone if he needs to here tonight.
Smart. You know, I'm sure the coach has talked to him about that. He's going to need to get those whistles.
1:44 in the game clock. Here's a one-timer between the wheels by Steve Chapman. Boy, he just loaded one up and set it in on Derek Strong, but threw it right into the goaltender.
But Derek made a great slide to get over there to get in front of that puck. I mean, he had a lot of time to get that puck released.
So here comes Chai High, finally steered it out of their own zone. And this one left wing corner. And right on net, off the shoulder of Strong with a minute and a half left to go, first period. Shots 20-1 in favor of the Tigers as they look for their eighth win of the season. And this one pops up into the rafters and out of play. 1-0 our score. Yesterday, it was 2-0 after one. So, if we can't score, at least we're doing better from that department. Chai High struggled in the first period yesterday as well with shots and then started to pick it up in the second and third. And maybe we can see that happen here tonight as well.
They're going to need to if they want to keep it. If they want to be a part of this game, they're
exactly
going to have to
absolutely one step shot
up.
A period is not going to do it.
No.
Here is Chapman again. Steve Chapman off the wall. And again, the scooped up there by Derek Strong with 1:05 left to go in this first period. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives you great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. It's rcu.org. This one flopped off the wall into the Tigers zone. Cards looking for some kind of gift if they can get it here. They'll take anything to stop the bleeding from a scoring standpoint. 39 seconds left to go in this first period. Chi High peels it off the wall deep in their own zone. Jammed off the dasher. It's loose, and who's going to pick it up? Brett Krista finally clears out to neutral here with 27 seconds left to go. The Richmond, that's Brady Jackson, just walking along the blue line, waiting for his team to touch up to be on sides here. Cycled around the boards by the Cards, comes on the half wall, chipped into the right wing corner. And this one is down to 8 seconds left to go as the puck is pinned up against the back of the net or the side of the net by Derek Strong with 5.5 seconds left to go here in the first period.
Yeah, Derek made a good save there. They're having some little extracurricular activity here, though, with the little extra talking after the whistle. Looks like no call, though.
Cards starting to play the body a little bit more for a team that has only gotten one shot on net. Maybe that's a good thing to kind of loosen things up here. There's the drop down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And we come to the end of the period. Shots 21-1. It's been all New Richmond. They lead it 1-0, so the Cards are not out of this one. But they've got to get some more rubber on goalie Drake Bowman here tonight, or it's just not going to work out.
Yeah. Not much positives to say there other than Derek Strong had an excellent period.
Yeah, I mean, he's keeping his team in the game here.
He is. He was very poised, never panicked. Just really calm.
And that's what you need. You got things not going the right direction. You got to have somebody step up, and Derek is doing that so far here in this first period. So, New Richmond and Chi High heading to the locker rooms with the Tigers up 1-0 after Chi High swept them last year 7-2 and 7-1, part of that Cards 23-24 juggernaut that rode through the BRC and set the record for most conference wins. Didn't lose a game in conference last year. Different story this year, and Chi High trying to make a comeback in this one, down 1-0 to the Tigers after one. We'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the Bundle event, entering now our undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Greg and Connie with you here on Wogo Radio tonight. And it's been all New Richmond. They lead in shots 21-1. On the flip side, they only lead 1-0 on the scoreboard. You'd think 21 shots would be way out in front here, but Derek Strong has been steady Eddie in the goal here tonight. And maybe Chi-High will come out a little fire in the second period.
Yeah, they definitely have to start making passes that are connecting and purposeful. You know, I've seen a lot of pucks just being flung up the ice and or just whipped up the boards, and that's not helpful. You know, like, and I don't know if they're just outworked, too much speed of the game. I'm not sure, or what's going on.
Well, it definitely hurts not to have Foyles in there, and Easton Skelton would help Sam Johnson out with sickness here tonight too. So you're losing a bit of offense, especially with the senior Foyles out there.
Yeah,
he could maybe create some things.
His leadership and his size and his physical play of the game would really help Tri-High tonight for sure. And Easton and Sam, they both bring a lot to the game, you know.
Yep.
Good puck control, poise, and purposeful movements as well.
Yep. Well, if they can kind of get organized in the offensive zone, it just seems like they step in there and the puck, if they make a pass, it's intercepted, the pass is read. And they just, it breaks down right away.
It does. And they're not getting a lot of puck luck. You know, when a puck bounces, it
true.
Does not bounce their way.
Right,
and it's, you know, that can get frustrating on a team when you experience that back-to-back. For sure.
So, Matt Luckwitz probably talking about that in the locker room, just saying, hey, it's okay, guys. We're only through a period. We're only trailing 1-0. Chi-High comes out here and puts one in. Hey, we're all tied up.
Yes. And I think New Richmond's goaltender is pretty cold. He hasn't seen a lot of action. You know, he gets bored back there. This might be the right opportunity.
I saw him reading a book over there.
Yeah, I think he was counting the
goal
the bolts from the ceiling.
Yeah, I know. It's been quiet. It's been like the Maytag repairman down there. And so Chi-High hopefully can do some damage offensively, at least make him think in the second period coming up here. But so far it's been all New Richmond, 1-0 after one.
I mean, one positive for Cardinals hockey in general is the girls are playing over in River Falls playing the Fusion. An excellent team, state-ranked team, and right now after one, the girls are winning 1-0.
Wow.
Allison Zhu from Menominee got the goal, and from an assist from Avery Lindstrom, the two freshmen.
Terrific. Lindstrom's having a dynamite year.
Yeah, both those skaters are.
These young players, these freshmen, are really terrific.
Really are, and they're going to help rebuild this program, and, you know, they have some good leadership as well, and, you know, it's just a good combination. It's not a big roster, but it's a good roster.
Yeah, exactly. They got something to build on for next year with a whole good group of young players coming up. And we'll have a look at that girls team, CFM team, on the 21st of this month. We'll be back home here. And then two more girls games at home against the Eau Claire Stars on the 30th. And we'll see the Fusion on the 11th of February back here. And they're a good-looking team, too.
They really are, yeah. I mean, you know, it's this whole region of the state, it's good hockey. And it's for both the boys and the girls. You know, you have Superior and Hayward.
Yep.
That you're going to have to get through it to get to state, and the Wausau Storm over there, they have a decent program right now, and so it's, you know, the Cards, they have their work cut out for them, but they certainly are chipping away at those standings.
I think so. They're a very competitive team.
Yes.
So hockey tonight, then we'll be on the road at Hobbs on Thursday night for more Chi-High boys hockey. round two of the Aves and Cards, and then it's basketball on Friday night. McDonald girls hosting Eau Claire Regis, round two of that rivalry game, and the McDonald boys on Saturday afternoon head up to Bloomer. So 6:55 Friday night for Buckets, McDonald girls Buckets, and 2:10 pregame show on Saturday afternoon. Winding down the clock here, the first intermission, Chi High and New Richmond. It's the Tigers up 1-0 against the Cards, and we'll take another break and hear from our important sponsors on Cards Hockey. This is WOGO Radio and Chi High Hockey.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
Two on
here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in and scores! Chi-High wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
One period in the books here tonight, heading towards the second stanza, Chi High and New Richmond. Shots 21-1 in favor of the Tigers, but they only lead it 1-0 after the first period. We're on YouTube tonight, the video part. We're having some audio issues here on our YouTube feed, so we apologize for that. If you want to watch the game, it's still being broadcast on YouTube at WOGO Sports, but if you want to hear us... you can do so at WOGO.com, WOGO.com, 680 AM or 103.1 FM all throughout the Chippewa Valley, loud and clear. And we'll try to get those at YouTube stuff fixed up, the audio issues, and be ready to go for Thursday night. Chi High and Memorial at Hobbs, pregame show, Cardinal Countdown, 6:40. That should be a dandy, too. Memorial looking to get back at Chi High after a double overtime tie here earlier this season, 4-4 with the Aves.
Yeah, the Cards on that Memorial game, they got a puck luck on their side that night for sure. You know, they had a breakaway where Ethan Foyle scored first shot of the game, and then they had another kind of a lucky opportunity that I think Ethan scored again, and then they had the second period another goal. So they had some lucky goals there to help them.
I'm not opposed to luck at all.
No, not at all.
It's on our side.
Exactly. I mean, we could use
we
that tonight.
We haven't had any luck tonight, though.
No, we
Where
could
has it
use
been
it.
Tonight? Somebody right. call Luck and get him in here.
You got Luckowitz. But...
yeah, we got Luckowitz. Matt Luckowitz, the head coach, but no luck on the ice.
I
when
mean,
it comes to
Ethan Foyle definitely makes
Richmond.
Good things happen.
Yeah, he does.
They go his way,
yep.
And I think that is probably one of the biggest, you know, I don't know, holes in their roster right now is missing him
on the ice. I agree. All right, here we go. Matt Fredette finally getting out there. The center will go up against Bonneman, a big forward. Played some summer ice with the Janesville Jets, and Bonneman will throw this one deep in the Chi High zone, wrapped around the wall, but no clear for Chi High, and it's on the half boards in the far side. Netter is down there, along with Elijah Burmeister. Here is New Richmond. They work it back to the point, and it was Howard spinning. Puck got caught a little bit on the water and then went into the corner and laced toward the net, but easy save there for Derek Strong. Cards 5-8-1 overall. They're 3-2-1 in the BRC, and the Tigers come in here at 7-4 overall and 4-1. Great record in the BRC. They're in third place right now behind the Abes and front-running Hudson Raiders. This one is going to be dumped all the way down the ice, and an icing call right there on Chi High. Still a little bit of water out there that might wreak havoc as you bring the puck up the ice, and that'll be quickly evaporated. Have a good sheet of ice here for the second period. Face off in the Card zone. Matt Luckowitz is going to bring out Dane Krista's line. Krista and Andy Johnson out there for Chi High, along with Dylan Bast on the forward lines. New Richmond's got it, left wing corner. Centering pass, knocked aside by Chi High. This one drifts into the left wing corner, and it's on the half boards on the near side. Here comes Chi High. Let's see if they can do something. Here is Hebert. Sam winds and shoots. That one over the goaltender. Ricocheted off the window behind Drake Bowman.
Uh-oh.
And this one's going to come all the way back in the Chi High zone. It was Derek Strong going out. Cut it off before it got to him. New Richmond was in a foot race with our forward getting back into our zone. And Chi High dumps it up the ice on sides into the Tigers, into the ice. This one swept in by New Richmond. And they'll try to give chase here. 2.5 into the second period. And they lead it 1-0. Puck in the right wing curl in the Chi High into the ice. Cards with the breakout pass right here. That came off a Tiger stick. Deflects onto the near wall. Cards retreat. Here's a one-on-one with Carlson. Carlson trying to beat the defense. Scooped in and ducked in, but couldn't pull the trigger on a shot. Comes back to the point for Burmeister. He dangled a bit, trying to get away from the New Richmond pressure coming out on him. And it's at the top of the circle, left wing side, and New Richmond with a potential two-on-one. Here they come. Kredovic's into the zone. Rides and shoots through some traffic. Out in front was Colin Olsen for New Richmond, blocking Derek Strong's vision, but it was thrown a little high and ricocheted behind Strong and out of the zone, out in the center circle. New Richmond again on the attack. Here is Wado. Wado moves in, now slides off to the right wing corner, and New Richmond cycling in back of Strong, trying to set something up. This one along the wall to the far side is going to come out to neutral right here. 14:26 on the clock left here in the second. New Richmond leads at 1-0. Cards can tie it up if they can get some offense going, but they've only got one shot in the game. Swept in by the Tigers off the near wall, and they'll go D-to-D right here. This is Langness. Langness banked this one off the wall. Going to be taken in by Andy Johnson. Johnson with the save and tied up Bowman a little bit. Popped up on him, but there was no traffic for the good guys out in front of him. Nobody to clean it up for Chi High. And so Bowman will hang on for the faceoff. Only the second shot on net on the Richmond Tender.
Well, the Carhartt, the CFM girls are winning 3-0
hey,
now.
Wow.
Just got a shorthanded goal by, yeah, with senior Addie Bigston. So we'll
take that.
I thought
they were going to save that win, though, for our radio game at the end of the season. Maybe they can do two of them.
I think they will.
That would be great. Really coming together for an awesome coach in Michaela Hogan.
Absolutely.
Offsides call yeah. right here on New Richmond. Cards got disrupted the flow as they came in. That's terrific. Now we saw it's the Fusion over, they played the first game of our North boys game, so I had a chance to see them a little bit. And,
they have some solid players.
They sure do. Face off at the dot just below us here. Left wing side, Cards will peel it back and work D to D and try to make some connections with passes. And this one lifted up into the Richmond crowd by their own player, Colin Olson. Threw it up above the glass and everybody ducked and got out of the way.
Yeah, thankfully. It could have been bad for one of the grandparents up
Somebody's
there.
Somebody's spitting chiclets here.
Yeah.
They're not careful. 13:39 left to go here in this second period. A shot on net from neutral. Scooped up there by Strong, and he'll hang on. Back on the air on Thursday night for Cards Hockey at Eau Claire for Memorial. Then Buckets on Friday night, McDonald Buckets, Girls Buckets. And Saturday afternoon, the boys are up at Bloomer. Very busy week for us on Logo Sports. Already midway through the month of January. Here is New Richmond turning and firing, and it went in. Strong hugging the post. He got out on the right post, but couldn't protect the left post.
Yeah, it went up top shelf, and I think Chaheim wants to say that was off the crossbar, but the refs are saying, nope, that was in.
I think there's a discussion with the referees here. Sweet is going to get the goal at 3:27 of the second period. That was kind of a strange one right there.
Yeah, they're saying 4 from 10 and 7 now, yeah.
Oh, 4 from 10 and 7. So Brody Jackson's going to get the goal here. For New Richmond, that's his fifth of the season, and they lead it 2-1. Now Chai just has to stay in the game. Down by a deuce here with 13:14 left to go. And New Richmond, again a shot. That one drifted wide out of the left wing corner. And this one is going to be taken by the Cards, wrapped around the boards. But New Richmond right on it on the forecheck. Cards rip this one off the wall, and it hops over the stick of their defenseman and goes all the way down. That was Howard patrolling the blue line for them. With 12:47 left to go. Dancing into the zone is Tanner Guess, and his shot came off the stick of Brett Christa and flew up into the air and hit the netting behind Chai's Derek Strong. So the Cards shut out over 3.5 periods so far, losing 5-0 last night to Wausau West, and here tonight 2-0 against New Richmond. Really need to put the next one in if they can.
They really do. They have to get this goal here.
Cards into the offensive zone right now. Brett Carlson had it. Couldn't control. And reversed back up the ice by the Tigers. It looked like they had a man offsides. They're not calling this one. The feed from Wado. Cut off by Chai Hai. And this one just laid in behind the goaltender, Drake Bowman. Chai Hai trying to find the puck, and they got it high in the zone, but can't hold it. And here comes Caden Wado. Steps across the line, throws one in right wing corner. A hard one comes around, and it's going to be picked up on the half wall by the Tigers. A shot there by Chapman. Steve Chapman, the captain, is flying down the slot and had a shot on Derek Strong. And Chai Hai now with the intercept after Strong save. Out in the center circle, Chapman's got it, tips it ahead, dances with the puck, moves into the zone, top of the circle, left wing side, hard shot, nice save there by Strong off the glove, and it's clear back out to neutral, 11:29 left to go here in the period. This one floats into the right wing corner. Christie's got it for the Cards. Andrew Johnson trying to come up with it. Johnson, nice block there as Bjorn Bonneman tried to pump it in. Bonneman's got it right now. Big kid. Lays it, hands it off, left wing side. Back to Chapman. Nice give and go for Gage Fox for the Tigers. But just tossed it over the crossbar, and it floats out of play here.
Yeah.
Looked pretty up until the end.
It sure did. Their passes are connecting and making plays happen, you know. Yeah. But, that, you know, thankfully that shooter put it way high.
Yep, that's
we'll
for
take
sure.
That.
You bet.
Yeah.
Two shots so far for Chi High. Face off in the zone. Uh-oh. Matt Fernand, backhand try with a big rebound off Derek Strong, and he makes a save on the left iron. This one comes into the right wing corner. Cards get a couple of guys on it on the back check here, and finally picked up by Matt Fernand. Hedder's going to walk it up and at least clear it out of his own zone. Cradled in there by New Richmond. They'll bring it across the line. Try to set up shop right there, and it's Austin Fernette able to back it out of the zone. Down to 10.5 left to go, second period. Cards are not just going through the motions. They have had a little bit of action, a little bit of fire here tonight, but just not enough offense. Up on the shelf, here's New Richmond with the INT. They lay it in the high slot for Colin Olsen, and his shot is cradled there by Strong, and he'll hang on to that one. Strong's playing very good hockey here tonight. The goaltender has kept his team in the game. He has just been hammered. 28-2, the shots in favor of New Richmond.
Not even halfway through the second. So, yeah, he's got a busy night.
He's our
night.
Player of the game so far, the way he's played.
Absolutely.
At least for Chi High. 2-0 lead. Goals by Gage Fox and Brody Jackson for the Tigers. Looking to go 5-1 in the BRC. Here's the break for the Cards. Tape to tape. They get it inside the zone. Over to Dane Krista. Krista skates in, then cut off to his left, and Brett. Krista will gather it up out of neutral ice and carry it back for some open ice here. Cards tap it ahead on the wall on the far side. Hammered in there by the Tigers with 9:37 left to go. Big hit. Krista is bodying up there with a New Richmond player. And both guys kind of went down, and here comes Chi High again. Dylan Bass moves off to his left, tries the forehand shot way wide of the cage. And the breakout right now for the Tigers. They're at neutral. Here is Langness. He is cut off by the Cards, and Chi High has got Brett Carlson with the stretch pass, looking for the home run. Carlson couldn't control. Look back, though, for Hebert. And he couldn't do anything with it. And to Richmond, back out between the blue lines right here. It is Colin Olsen. Cuts across the blue stripe into the Chi High zone. And to Richmond cycles back. They've got it out in front of the net. They dangled just a little bit too much. Lost the rock out to neutral. And they have to get back on sides. 8:40 left to go, second period. Here is Sam Hebert. Pinches it on the wall. Chi High with a breakout. They got it out at center. And the Cards bring it in. Matt Fredette stepped in, but looked like LeMay on this side might have been in a step early. So that'll draw the whistle for the offsides. 8:26 left to go in the second period.
Yeah, I think the best opportunity we've had this period, Dane Krista had the puck low in the zone, and instead of passing out front, he took a bad angle shot, yep. Missed the net. But, you know, that's a freshman. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Right, so that's a good learning opportunity and growing pains.
A huge difference between a freshman and senior
absolutely.
At this level, isn't it?
Yes, and, Dan's going to be around for, 4 years. We're going to hear his name a lot in the coming years, I think.
Here is Tanner Guess for the Tigers. He'll walk into the right wing corner, looking for a centering pass. Cards in transition now, and here they come. It is Jackson Williams hitting some ice here. The JV players coming up to help out the varsity team, and the puck is loose in behind Drake Bowman. Bowman, pretty quiet night for him. Only two shots on net for the New Richmond Tender, and this one angled off the boards and up and out for the Tigers. Backpedaling is Burmeister. Burmeister slow to get to the puck, or at least clear it. Has to retreat to his own zone. Long pass for Dane Krista. Icing's going to be waved off, and he chased it down. Nice job by Krista, looking to pass it, and they do get it. Here's a shot to best chance of the night for Bast. A nice feed from Dane Krista for Bast, who saw an opportunity cut in and just missed the net. And an icing call here against New Richmond. I think we had the nice move there in New Richmond. That line had been out there for a long time, and they finally get to sit down. But the Cards, probably the best opportunity of the night, and Bast missed the net there.
Absolutely, and you know, maybe the coach was talking to Dane about making that pass, and he did. It was a beautiful pass that Mason up, or not Mason, his older brother Dylan up perfectly.
Here's a shot by Brad Krista from the point.
Yeah, just wide of the net, so that one won't count
wide
for us.
Nope.
But the goalie did have to make him save. So,
been a clean game. No penalties so far tonight in this one. And a 2-0 lead for New Richmond. One in the first and a goal in the second. That's where we sit right now. Shots 28-3 in favor of the Tigers with 6:58 left to go. There's a center pass. And Bast again. Saw it at the hash marks between the circles and just missed the cage.
Yeah, and I bet he wants both of those back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yep. Perfect opportunities for a shooter to get that
you
buried.
You bet. Got a gift out in front. Couldn't unwrap it. 6:40 left to go here in the second. A clear all the way down by the Tigers. And even though, Connie, it's a 2-0 lead, it just seems like it's almost insurmountable unless we could mount some more offense here.
Yeah, with three shots on net, you're not going to win a game. So they have to, you know, do what they're doing right now, which is like, hey, you know, long ways into the second period, but we'll take it whenever they can get it.
Another icing call on the Tigers here with 6:34 left to go in the second period.
The Cards finally putting that pressure on.
So the face-off in the New Richmond zone. Matt Burnett reaches down, looking to tie up Bjorn Bonneman. Boy, they give some height and weight away to Bonneman between Matt Burnett and Bjorn Bonneman, the senior. This one laid back out at center ice. Bonneman with a nice pick there, and he moves in. Number 15's got it right now. Leaves it, drop pass right there for Gage Fox. He's got a goal here tonight. Took a shot, save made by Strong, and this is iced by Chai Hai with 6:05 left to go in the second period. Not a lot to get excited about here for the fans here tonight. We have a much bigger crowd and started out very vocal here tonight, but it's been pretty quiet with only three shots on net for the home team.
Yeah, not a lot to get more, you know, momentum about, but we'll see what happens here at the end of this, the last part of the second period.
Into the left wing corner, here is Hebert. Oh. Fair of the feathers. That Cards had coughed it up, and behind the net, they laid it right out in front. New Richmond, Derek Strong with the save. Here's a shot on net by Eddie Johnson, and then Bowman backed into his own cage and set it off at standards here. Another good chance. You know, Connie, we had that last night. There were some opportunities for Chai Hai, but they just did not finish. I know we didn't have a lot of shots on net last night, but we had, you know, you put two or three of those in, it's a different game.
Absolutely. You know, just like tonight, you miss the net. That those little things like that, they just, that's what gets you. You know, just missing a few of those stretch passes that would have been.
Yep.
Could have, would have, should have.
Little stuff, huh?
Yeah, yep. Just like Coach
mentioned. Breaks down, it breaks down. 5:48 left to go. The wheels haven't totally come off here, trailing 2-0. But Chai Hai needs to get something cooking on offense. And here comes New Richmond into the zone, left wing corner. They work it back to the point. Tanner Guess with a nice keep right there. And Chai Hai, the INT, and wrapped around the boards. But I think Hebert expected Andy Johnson to be there, and he wasn't, so it's left out in front and picked up, scooped up by Brody Jackson for the Tigers. They'll work it out in front of the net. Cards had some players out right there, and it's played back out to the center circle. Here's Dylan Bast, number 19, the junior. Bast is going to carry it coast to coast into the zone now. Bast makes a move, fakes it, and wanted to center one up. It was cut off by the Tigers' D, and walking it in is Zaylin Sweet. He just kind of jammed that one in the chi-high zone, and a whistle stops play right here.
I think we're going to get a penalty on New Richmond for interference on Sam Hebert.
Well, this will be the first call of the night. And you're right. We're going to get a two-minute minor, a holding call right here on the Tigers. So Chi High, you know, not a great power play, but this is a chance.
Yeah. If they can hit the net and get some opportunities here, you know, two-goal lead, that's a make that.
Zaylin Sweet sitting down for two here. 4:43 left to go, second period. Chi High down by a deuce. Power play is only about 12% of the year. Pretty anemic for the Cards, but they got to score sometime. Only got four power play goals on the season. And here's Chi High trying to get organized on the man advantage, and they give it right back up. Cards with Brett Christ out there along with Brett Carlson. Jackson LeMain, here's Christa right now. Hebert out there, Matt Burnett. Netter had it for a moment, lost it, and it comes back out to neutral ice, and it is Hebert trying to beat the Tigers' chaser all the way back to his own zone. And Cards haul it back in again. Here they come, and a one-timer on net, it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay with the goal as he came to the top of the wheel on the right side. Bowman made the save, but it dribbled past the sophomore goaltender, and the Cards have struck pay dirt.
Just a laser from Jackson LeMay. Hard shot, goalie makes the save, but he doesn't control it. It trickles in. Excellent opportunity for the Cards.
13:08 of the second period. A power play goal for the Cards. Only the fifth of the season for Chi High, and a much needed goal. It breaks the scoreless streak here for the Cards. They had been shut out last night, went through the first period, and we're heading to the second period without a goal. And Jackson LeMay, the senior, who's going to do some track here in college, the football player comes through and scores one here on the power play at 13:08 of this period. Hebert with the assist at 13:08. And for LeMay, that's his 13th of the season, his 15th point of the campaign with 3:21 left to go. And the Cards have a chance. There's still some life here for Chi High with a power play tally. 3:14 as we're underway here in the second period. Oh, it's intercepted! And New Richmond gets it right back. Kredovitz. Cards were on a breakout. Kredovitz stepped in on the passing lane. The pickoff. And he dumped it in. Max Kredovitz, the senior forward. Boy, that was a short-lived high time for Chi High, huh?
Yeah, you know, he picks it off right there in the hash marks right in front of Derek Strong. Strong did a great job coming out and challenging the shooter, but he just had way too much time to make a make a decision about
nobody in front of Kredovitz.
Nope, nobody, and no one there to challenge him and make it harder for him.
13:50 of the period. And boy, that just had a little momentum going. And New Richmond took it right away. 13:50, the time of the goal. So just 42 seconds after our goal, Connie.
Yeah.
And that is really deflating.
Oh, and now we got another
Here
opportunity.
Here we come. It is Bonneman with a chance. Bjorn Bonneman, and he laid it back after the rebound by Strong. And another shot, point blank, on the Cards senior goaltender. Shots 34-5.
Derek coming
Strong.
Up huge
he
there.
He came
two
up
big
time.
Saves.
I'll say 2:22 left to go. Cards tap it towards Bowman.
I mean, we are lucky
up.
Right now that it's only 3-1. I mean, Derek, because he is playing so well, this is not a blowout. I'm thinking the Cards might have just gotten a penalty based on what I heard the coach saying, but I'm not sure.
Now we're going to get the call here from Dave Bestel. And a trip call on Chi High. So the Cards will be down a man
that's going to be tough for them right now. You know, they're struggling in their zone 5-on-5, and now they're going to be a man down and there'll be more ice. And New Richmond's really good at controlling that puck and making a lot of good passes. It's out of the zone. We'll take that.
Yeah, you bet. There's the drop. 2:13 left to go. And to Richmond, I tell you what, they score right here, and they may salt this game away. Another big save by Strong, and he backed into his net, dislodged the cage right here.
I had that issue last night, too. I think the ice is a little soft here in the South Rink in Chippewa Falls Ice Arena, and the nets get knocked off with these goaltenders that are full-size adults.
Exactly. 2:03 left to go here in the second. And 3-1, two goals for the Tigers in the second. Cards finally hit pay dirt in the second. And it was 2-1, but a very short time for that score. And Richmond wins the draw. Got the man advantage here in the left wing corner. Bonneman stood up a little bit by Brett Krista. And the puck floats off on the near wall and cleared back out by the Cards. 1:49 left to go. Chi-Hi cannot afford to give up a goal here in the last couple of minutes of this second period. Here is New Richmond at the line. Offsides call against the Tigers.
We'll take that for sure.
They came in with a power play at 27%. Not looking too good on this power play. This special teams here. Chi-Hi and the kill at 77%. You'd like to be up around 80 or 85%, but not so for Chi-Hi. Special teams struggling a bit for the Cards. Minute and a half left to go here in the second. And it is Langdus wheeling and dealing. He slides into the zone and drops it back to his D. Here's a centering pass.
Oh.
Chapman with the score through the five hole. Steve Chapman, the captain of this team, took a nice feed from the left circle and beat Derek Strong back door.
Derek was right there. I mean, just the fact that he got over there and was in, you know, good position as a goaltender, he picked his stick up at the last second, I think, and that's how the puck got through and his pads weren't quite together. But, you know, you can't fault Derek for this game at all, considering it's almost 40 shots on net. We're not even done for the second period.
That is right. 15:38. The time of that one, and New Richmond up 4-1. Cards have at least gotten a goal here tonight, but in danger of dropping their second straight, trailing 4-1. And here come the Cards right now. Dylan Bast dangles up to the blue line. Will pump one in. Comes around from left to right. Minute left to go in the period as the Tigers stretch it out. Here's Bonneman again, the big forward, senior forward. And it swept off his stick and angled into the left wing corner, but he's going to hang out in front of the net. Looks for the feed. This one hops over the stick of the New Richmond player. And so one for one on the power play for both teams here tonight. And here is Hebert. Launches this one off the wall on the far side as we go under a half a minute to go here in the period. Dane Krista shovels this one in. Brett Carlson racing to get it. Carlson with a shot. Nice angled shot right there off Bowman, and it comes back to neutral. Picked up by Sweet for New Richmond. Zaylin Sweet with a shot on net. This one off the side of the cage and ricochets into the right wing corner as we're down to 5 seconds left to go. Comes back in the half wall on the far side.
Oh.
Here is Brody Jackson with a chance and a save made with 0.3 seconds to go in the period.
They are just buzzing the Cards now, making passes that are connecting. Guys are getting right open.
Looks like we got cones out there, and they're just going through workouts here.
They're making that backdoor guys wide open, and it's just making it really difficult for the Cards goaltender.
You bet. Too many players in the ice for New Richmond. That's the pause in the action here. So the Cards will have a second power play. And most of that will be in the third period. Only
0.3 seconds. Yep, pulling Derek for that. I don't blame
him. Yeah, why not? This faceoff is going to be in the Tigers' zone. Blocker side of Bowman. Numbers for this goaltender not as good as we saw last night for Wausau West, but we really haven't tested him at all tonight.
We had, I think, total of 21 shots last night. And, you know, right now with only four, we got to get more shots.
Yeah. There it is, drop of the puck. The team's head to the locker rooms. Cards trailing 4-1, but they do have virtually a two-minute power play coming up here in the third period. So that's how they scored the first goal. Maybe they can get another one here and cut that lead in half.
Yeah, that'd be it'd be great. You know, if they could just get some more shots and more offensive action going on, have clean breakouts out of their zone. But it's really hard to do that when you're just outmatched in a way of speed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just agility, you know, and it's not every single player, but it's just too many players. And,
right.
You know, you can only do so much for a one-person show for the Cards.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they can claw their way back into this one. Certainly a tough week here. You'd hate to go 0-for for the week with Wausau West and New Richmond and then Memorial on Thursday night.
Yeah, that would be a little demoralizing. But, you know, a three-goal lead is the worst lead to have in hockey. Everyone kind of backs off a little bit like, we got this. But so we'll see what New Richmond does and what the Cards do in the third period.
Yeah. Shots again, 37-5 in this game. Tigers on top in that department. They lead it on the score 4-1 as well here on Logo Radio. Again, we're on the air on Thursday night, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown from Hobbs, and hopefully we'll have everything worked out technically with YouTube. We're on the air on YouTube tonight. Just Wogo Sports, W-O-G-O Sports on YouTube. Subscribe to that, and you'll have the games, but we're having some technical audio issues. We are running the game tonight video, but unfortunately not matching up with our audio tonight. But you can catch us, of course, on Wogo and Wogo.com here tonight for that audio portion. But hopefully we'll be all synced up on Thursday night. Then basketball, girls, McDonald girls basketball against Regis at home on Friday night, Saturday afternoon at about 2:10 is pregame for McDonald boys basketball up at Bloomer. Greg Stewart, Connie Feeney with you. Our producer tonight, Zach Wycheck. And we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the Bundle event, entering now our undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
I think there's going to be a lot of lean ears for Chihai.
Four to one, our score right now. And we're in between the second and third periods. Greg and Connie with you. Zach Wycheck back at our Wogo studios. And Chihai with a two-minute power play opening up the third period here. So maybe they can do something with that. They did score a power play goal in the second period. Jackson LeMay, the goal from Sam Hebert, and 13:08 of that second period, but we got outscored in the second as well. And so 3-1 doesn't do it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do it when you only have 5 shots on net, too, in between 2 periods of play. So hopefully the Cards, they come out here, and hopefully New Richmond gets a little bit of confidence and too much where they don't work as hard as they were supposed to. Maybe people get a little greedy. Yep. And it gives the Cards an opportunity.
Yeah, let's hope so. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. You can stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cards stuck at 5-8-1 on the season. And if things don't turn around, they'll go to 5-9-1 overall. And New Richmond looking to go 8-4 and 5-1 in the PRC. They've really kind of mopped up in the Big Rivers Conference. Their only loss in conference this year, let me see, it was to Eau Claire Memorial, 4-2. Otherwise, it kind of swept through the series of BRC teams this year. Chihai with the Abes on the horizon on Thursday night. We'll be with them over at Hobbs, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show. 4-1 the count right now after two. New Richmond leading Chihai. Shots 37-5 in favor of the road team here. Connie and I will be back. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chihai and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Cards trail this one 4-1 after two here. They did get a power play goal from Jackson LeMay, the team's leading scorer, but that's been the only glimmer of hope and the only bright spot for Chi High so far tonight. But they do have a two-minute power play. There was a penalty, too many men on the ice for New Richmond at the end of the second period. And Chi will come out here with a fresh set of legs here on the team and maybe some extra energy, which is good if you're going to have a power play. Good to have it at the beginning of the period.
Absolutely. And, you know, a good opportunity to bury another puck, cut that goal lead down by, you know, to two goals, and you got yourself a hockey game.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So this is a big opportunity. It's like do or die right now for the Cards.
Either I would say so,
yes,
too.
Either you get this goal on this power play and you have the rest of the period to catch up, or you don't, and then now it's, okay, now what are you going to do?
Yeah,
What's going to be your opportunity now?
Yeah. Power play goals for both teams here tonight. New Richmond got one of their 3 second period goals in the man advantage. Their senior captain, Steve Chapman, scored at 15:38 of this second period. And we're looking at 4-1. New Richmond coming out of their locker room, and here they come on the ice, led by goaltender Drake Bowman. Chi High to follow as well. And we'll be ready for the third period.
Yeah, the CFM Savers, they just a quick update for anybody who's listening.
Yeah, what's that score?
Yeah, it's 4-0 now. Avery Lindstrom.
With the Fusion.
Yeah, against the Fusion, one of the state-ranked teams.
Right.
And Avery Lindstrom, that freshman, getting a power play goal with two assists.
On the road. That's impressive.
Yeah, from both Big Sing girls, Addie and Riley.
Yeah, they got them on the mat. Let's see if they can finish it off over there.
Yes, absolutely. That'd be great for Chippewa Falls hockey.
Yeah.
And hopefully the boys here can get a power play goal as well. This is a good opportunity. A full 2 minutes. Start the period off. Start off right. Get some, you know, some wind in their sails. We had it for about 40 seconds in that second period. And then it was just wiped away.
Well, you just have to have little victories here, you know.
Yeah.
Every shift. Play it out every shift.
Yeah.
If they can do that, you know, then maybe some things will get turned around here.
Yeah, build up those little successes, you know, and start having some of that.
Shots 37-5, all New Richmond here tonight, and they lead it 4-1. It was a game in the first period, 1-0 after one.
Yeah.
Even though we were outshot by a boatload, Chi High was hanging in there, but New Richmond opened up the floodgates in the second. Cards did cut it to 2-1 on the LeMay goal, but then two more goals for New Richmond, and 4-1 on the cusp of a New Richmond walk out here with a victory. If they can get one more here. So this, as we've said, another next goal is going to be key here for sure. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 17 minutes up on the board. Cards first line out there against the Tigers top unit. Bonneman, Fox, and Chapman. All those guys have points here tonight. And this is the kill unit for New Richmond. Back on D is Howard. Luke Howard. And Chi High will start things out in their own zone with
Not
Brett Krista.
You want to start your power plays in your zone.
Brought it up to the blue line and then lost the ruck. So he retreats behind his own goaltender. Here's the breakout pass off the stick of LeMay, and he has to roll back and try to haul the puck in again, and the Cards hit the reset behind their tender here. They've already burned a half a minute off the power play. Here they come up the ice. Long stretch pass tipped off the stick of Howard up into the New Richmond fan area, and it's going to come back at the dot outside the New Richmond D zone. Now the Cards kind of lackadaisical here in the third period with the power play. Just it kind of breaks down that after that first pass.
Really did. Yeah, you know, we're making that first pass, and then after that it's just kind of like they don't know where they're supposed to go with
it. Yeah, Chi High retreats to their own zone right along the wall, the in wall. Can they get it out? Struggling just to get the puck out to neutral ice. That was cut off by Howard. Dumped back in the Chi High zone, and this one finally gets into the O zone for the Cards, but can they get something cooking right here? They can. It comes back out. Hebert's got it. Gathers it up. Sends it rink wide for Brett Krista. Had it poke checked off his stick. But the flex to Sam Hebert, and Sam's got it right now. Number five comes in. Shoots! And that one's squeezed between the pads by Bowman.
That had a chance of going in, so they definitely need to get some shots on net. I mean,
that
it looked like Bowman was not expecting that. Yeah.
First entry into the zone, I think, on the power play for Chi High.
It was. They had a couple of dump-ins, but that's not controlling the puck.
Face off to the stick side of Bowman. 15:41 on the game clock. 41 seconds to go on the power play. And Chi High will back it to Hebert on the point. Over cross ice for Jackson LeMay. Had struggled getting it on the forehand, so he was covered. Just dumps it in the right wing corner. Oh, cycled back, and this one's going to pop over the stick of Hebert. And the Cards just cannot get anything going offensively. They hand it off now for Matt Frenette. Moves into the zone. Cut off there, but the puck popped up in the air for Brett Carlson. Drop pass right here. And it's going to come to Jackson LeMay, who's got the only goal for the Cards here tonight. Drops it down low for Krista. Went rink wide, and here comes a breakaway chance for Kranovitz. Moves in, fires it over the cage. Boy, he was all alone and had nobody in his shadow. And Cards caught a break right there. Laid down behind Derek Strong. And DeRichmond looking for a shorty here. And now we're back to 5-on-5. As New Richmond burned the power play up for Chi High. 14:36 left to go. And the Tigers looking to finish this one off. They get it back up on top for Langness. His shot blocked by Chi High. And the Cards in the midst of a change as LeMay came off. And here is Wado for the Tigers. Tigers in the midst of a player change as well. So both teams swapping out lines. 14:11 left to go. Cut off by the Tigers in the zone, and here they go. 3-on-2 potential. Here is Steve Chapman over to Bonneman, and his shot just slid wide right on the ice. Nice shot there by the big senior. 13:57 left to go. Fired up on the glass and pops back out for the Tigers, and it's going to float out to neutral ice for Andy Johnson. He'll hand it off for Brett Krista. Krista bodied on the wall. And it is Dylan Bass who finds the rock and fires one in. Now it comes out just a few feet outside the New Richmond zone. Plenty of time for them to gather it up. And here is Bjorn Bonneman, number 15. He dances into the zone, looks to shoot. That one blocked by Burmeister. And is loose in behind Derek Strong. 13:17 left to go here in this period. Hitting the 8:30 mark on the clock, 37-6. The shots in favor of the Tigers, and they lead it 4-1. One-timer on net, just stepping into the zone was Joe Heppner, and a wrist shot that came off the blocker of Derek Strong has been really big tonight. 38 shots on Derek and only 4 goals, and a lot of them have been really good shots. 6 shots so far for Chi High. An icing call here on the Cards.
Yeah, New Richmond is intercepting a lot of passes the Cards are making. They're reading the play. They're stepping up and catching the puck before the Cards player does.
Are we telegraphing those passes too much, you think?
I think we're taking just that little bit of time extra to make that pass, and then it's too little, too late.
12:49, here we go, back to action in the Chi-High D zone. And here is Brody Jackson. Passes it back for his D, one-timer. Knocked aside by the Cards, and it floats back out to neutral ice. Tapped into the right-wing corner. Chased down there by Brett Kristen. Stops, moves off to his right. Now stops again, getting away from the Tiger pressure here. 12:18 left to go. Out to neutral ice. Tigers have to get onside, so that leaves it for Brett Kristen. He tried to walk it ahead and had it swept off his stick and into the left-wing corner, and Zaylin Sweet trying to get on it for the Tigers. 12 minutes exactly left to go in this one, and a 4-1 lead for New Richmond. And here is Jackson LeMay. He'll give it to Brett Krista, and Krista now trying to dive underneath the D, was pushed in behind Bowman, the goaltender, and New Richmond with the interception. And they're into the Chi-High zone here. 11:37 left to go. Tapped around. Floats high in the air. Into the right wing corner. And Richmond's got it right here. They'll glide it along the goal line. And Chi-High stepped in and intercepted that one. Cards out to neutral again. And it's going to be taken by the Tigers' Caden Woto. And a shot made, saved by Derek Strong on the half wall, and a big wind right there by the Tigers player. And again, another big save by number 35 for Chi High. 11 minutes to go. He's keeping us in the game. 40-6, the shots for the Tigers as the puck scoots out across over the window and out of play here in the third period.
Yeah, yesterday was rough, you know, against Wausau West, but we at least had more opportunities.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Six shots on net, it's hard to, I think, you know, the high school athlete to still feel that fire to keep pushing, you know?
Exactly. 10:58. Look, they haven't waved the white flag yet, but New Richmond's about to seal the deal here if this goes the way it has been going. Here's Howard. Wedged it up against the wall and now peeled off and thrown in front of the net in the Chi-High defensive zone and intercepted by Andrew Johnson. Andy into the right wing corner. Chased down there by the Tigers defense. And laid off the wall for Chi-High. Centering pass right here. And out in front was based.
Missed the
Could
net.
Could not find the handle when he did. Yeah, he missed the net.
That's and it comes time.
Comes, yeah, he's had some chances here, hasn't he?
He has.
Number 19's been parked right out in front of Bowman. A few times, missed the cage. Here's a two-on-one developing for New Richmond. Cards get on the back check and loose out in front and picked up right there by the Tigers. And they make it 5-1 game there. Chapman, the captain, picks up his second of the night. Cards were just out of the way of Chapman's shot there, and it's 5-1. 6:55, time of the goal. And number 20, the captain for the team, puts it in. And now they're just playing out the string here. Well, last night it was 5-0, the loss. Cards at least have a goal here tonight. One goal to show in 5-plus periods this week. So we'll have to regroup and see if we can beat Eau Claire North on the road to avoid the shutout for the week on Thursday night.
Yeah, Eau Claire Memorial is going to be a tough game.
Yeah,
again.
They are. They are going to be a tough one. Memorial, a ranked team this year as well. They always seem to be up there. A new coach and Shen Beckler. And there's some pushing and shoving going out there. Some frustrated Chi-High players here. As Zach Black went down on the check. 9:30 left to go here in the third period. And the faceoff will be in the Tiger zone. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. With a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports, visit StelterIncorporated.com. Tigers win it in their own zone, and they'll carry it out through center, back to the Chi-High zone. Cards have it now. They go tape to tape. And here is Matt Frenette. Netter rubbed on the wall, but fights through that. Matt's got it. Side of the wheel. Far side. Tried to play it back for Brett Krista. And we got a penalty coming up on Brett right now. And he knew it.
Yeah, and I don't think he meant intended to do that. Yeah, I think they're going to call it slew foot maybe, but a trip.
So number four is going to go for a trip.
Yeah.
And the second power play of the night for New Richmond. 9:07 on the game clock left here. 2-minute minor on the Card senior defenseman.
And that's a hard one to lose, too, when you got
it
Brett
is.
Krista in the box.
I
you
know.
Want him on the ice at a penalty kill.
Absolutely.
He does a great job back there.
Here is New Richmond looking for their sixth goal of the game. Langness is out there. Right along the blue line. The only guy back on the blue line as they work the power play down low. Here is Bonneman. They'll work it over to Chapman, who just scored. Chapman glides out to the blue line. Langness goes back. Chapman out at the blue line. Off wing is Howard looking for it on this side. They work it down underneath Derek Strong over to Howard on the near wing. Langness will skate to the top of the circle, trade places with Howard. Bank it off the wall. Here is Langness. And a shot on net. Strong with the save. He had that left post, as we look at it, right post from his vantage point, and he wouldn't give anything up there. And the puck dropped off his body, and he smothers that one with 1:15 left to go on the power play. 8:22 on the game clock here. Faceoff in the Card zone. Controlled by the Tigers. They've had their way in our zone here all night long and on this power play. Here is Langness. Magnus has got it. Skirts over to the left wing circle. Cards intercepted but couldn't clear. 55 seconds to go in the power play. Back in the left wing corner. Monneman's got it. Goes cross ice. And they're wheeling and dealing. Top of the circle on the far side. And Monneman, no look shot. Right into Strong. And Derek stops that one. Doesn't leave a rebound.
That was a really great save. Yeah, New Richmond, they're cycling the puck down low. They're moving the puck, playing a little keep away from the Cards, and Derek came up big again.
43 seconds to go in the power play. 7:50 on the game clock here as the Tigers are going to win their eighth of the season. They lead at 5-1 right now in the power play, their second of the night. Here's a backhand centering pass from Brody Jackson. Tigers get some fresh players on the ice here in the final half minute of the power play. Laid out in front. Rebound try. And Strong with at least three saves. Did it go in? No, it's going to be washed out.
Blew the whistle. They thought
Tigers
the goalie had it.
Had their sticks up like they were celebrating. Strong with three big saves right there. As he has been peppered throughout the night. Shots are 45-6. 7:35 left to go. And the faceoff still in the. I don't think the Cards have had it out of their defensive zone, have they, on this power play?
No.
I think it's been.
I forgot they were on a power play.
Yeah. Minute and a half, all in the Chi-High zone here.
Yeah, New Richmond is playing this like they're 5-on-5.
Yeah. 7:25 left to go. There's a backhand try, and Strong with another huge save. And Dane Christa's got it right now. He'll just rag the puck and try to take some time off the clock here on the power play. We're down to 5 seconds to go on the man advantage for New Richmond. 7:05 in the game clock, and we're back to 5-on-5. So the Tigers 1-for-2 on the man advantage. Andy Johnson's back out there for the Cards. And it's going to be Burmeister who's got it for Chi-High right now. Fires one off the wall. It's going to go back to the New Richmond zone. No icing there. As Regan Savarine has got it for New Richmond. Cards in the forecheck right there. Dane Krista for a moment at it. And here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay dances out of the corner. Looks to hit Dane Krista. Cards still have it. Here's Hebert at the near point. Fires a wrister. That was cut off by the Tigers, and it's going to be dumped wide of the cage. Nyson's going to be called right here on New Richmond. 6:24 left, third period on Wogo Radio. Greg and Connie with you. 46-6. The shots in favor of New Richmond. They lead at 5-1 here tonight. Well, contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, Michelle Mua, M-O-U-A, MichelleMua.com. One of our great Cardinal supporters.
Well, the Cards are on the penalty kill again. Number 17, I think, is at Andrew Johnson. He got a hooking penalty.
Little discussion, confab between Dave Bestel and Matt Luckowitz there. I could hear that on our on-ice mic. They got to figure out, and here is New Richmond on the power play. They owned our zone here. Last power play, here's that top unit. Bonneman comes in, and he'll just juke his way right in. Takes a shot, strong with the save. Loose out in front. There's another save. Couple of saves for Derek. 6:02 left to go, and they are just all over it. And Derek's grill, here's a shot taken, and the save made off the glove side of Strong. 1:25 left to go. Back to the point. Tigers have it. And it comes to the near circle. One-timer right there. Didn't get through to Strong that time. It tipped out from Jackson LeBay. And that'll hit the reset button for New Richmond here with 5.5 left to go on the game clock. 1:03 on the power play. New Richmond pumped one in, but they had a Bonneman inside the zone already, so he had to scamper out. 55 seconds on the power play right here, and 5:14 left to go. These are the kind of games that test the mettle of a team, aren't they?
Yeah, these are mentally challenging games when you're just, you know, you're
undermanned.
You're undermanned. You have sick players, injured players, key players that you need.
And you're not just deep to begin with.
No, so. And you're just not getting a lot of bounces your way, and New Richmond's a good team.
They sure are.
After a good Wausau West yesterday. It's an exhausting week already.
It sure is.
And then add on, it's finals week for the kids.
Yeah. 4:44 in the game clock. We're down to 17 left to go as the Cards get a clear here. And New Richmond with a final rush on the power play into the zone. Pass down low for Kredovic, who's got a goal here tonight, too. Wrapped around the boards and cleared by Chai High, and that'll do it for the power play. They're going to wave this one off and let him play. Why not? 4:18 left to go. And here is
the intercept
by Jackson LeMay. Tried to walk it in, but no room to maneuver there. It's in the corner, left wing side. 4 minutes to go in the game. And big check out there. Sam Hebert laid the body on the New Richmond player. 3:55 left to go, and Hebert's got it right now. Looks up the ice for Jackson LeMay. Draws it back. The give and go for Hebert. That didn't connect. Puck floats into the New Richmond zone, and it's back out between the blue lines right here. Here is Krista. Brett lost it, and then comes back on the back check. Nice move there by number 4. But New Richmond chases it down, left wing corner. 3.5 left to go here. 5-1 lead for the Tigers. They got one in the first, three more in the second, and one here in the third. Chai High's lone goal, a power play goal by Jackson LeMay in the second period. At that point, it was 2-1. It was a close game, but Chai High's really, from a shot standpoint, from a momentum standpoint, from a player standpoint, has really never been in this game. Even though it got to 2-1 at that point. You just haven't gotten enough shots on net. 6 for the game here. And here is Dylan Bast. Bast has had some chances here tonight. Hasn't finished. And the intercept by Gage. Fox has got a goal. Fox moves in. Tries to go 5-5 pole. And great move there by Derek Strong to follow him from left to right and shut it down. Derek has been played fantastic here. He kind of reminds me of those first two games we covered.
Yes.
The way he's playing here tonight.
He is just very focused. And I was thinking that earlier, it's like he got regrouped, you know, after a couple rough-ish games, and he's back at it.
There's another shot on net. He thumped that left wing corner. 2.5 left to go here. New Richmond just having their way here tonight with Chi High. The ice tilted throughout the night in their favor. Tapped ahead by the Cards through neutral ice with 2:19 left to go. And here's the intercept, and here comes New Richmond. A chance, and it goes in. Colin Olson.
Just another pass that got intercepted. Yep. You know, we're making not the hardest passes, but when they are hard, guys are losing control. It's just tough.
Oh. Unassisted goal. I think I said Colin Olson. That was Steve Chapman. I thought it was 21. It was 20.
Okay,
so
I thought,
unassisted
yeah.
goal for Chapman. That would be the hat trick for him.
Derek almost had that. So, he played that strong, you know, being all alone. Another breakaway, pretty close together.
14:47, the time of that one. And here is Jackson LeMay. It is 6-1. LeMay fans on it. Got some puck support there from Matthew Frenette. And this one tapped off the wall and back up to neutral ice. Cards going to go to 5-9-1 overall. And been a humbling week here for Chi High, losing 5-0 to Wausau West last night. And here they're going to drop one to the Richmond, 6-1 here. So the same difference in scores here. At least we got a goal.
Yeah.
Face off to the glove side of Bowman. 1:45 left to go on the clock here. And here comes New Richmond out in the center circle. Can be picked up there by Huber into the zone. Chase Huber's got it, top of the circle, and Chi High with a pickoff. Minute 27 left to go. Quiet crowd all night long, and a stoppage of play here, and we're going to have a penalty. And I think New Richmond's going to draw this one.
Yeah, I think Jackson LeMay might get this penalty.
Oh, okay, a slash on LeMay. Frustration coming out on the senior.
I don't blame him. He goes hard every shift. You know,
yep.
He's got, you know, an athlete like that. He's a three-sport athlete. He's a competitor. He's got to be getting frustrated. And I give it the team a lot of credit that they haven't gotten chippy or dirty at all.
Yep.
They've played clean hockey this entire time. So that's a huge testament to the coaching as well.
We had no penalties in the first period at all. And this is the fourth power play for New Richmond. Chi High's had a couple of power plays. Both teams have scored on the man advantage. Right. So it's been, you know, fairly clean until late in the game here. 1:13 left to go on the game clock. And the Cards, unless New Richmond scores, are going to finish this one a man short. And this one laid on Bowman. And he jumps on that one. Had trouble handling that one. So finally finds the rock and hangs on to that with 1:04. Left to go, and I think for the fans here, maybe the players too, this game can't end soon enough the way it's going here tonight. Well, plumbing and heating emergencies don't take days off. That's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. And another call right here. An interference call on Matt Frenette. And that will put two in the box here. So a 5-on-3 for the final 56.7 on the clock for New Richmond. They've been looking for running time all night. They lead it 6-1. So that may not happen, but they've got an insurmountable lead right now with 47 seconds left to go. And New Richmond's got the puck. 5-on-3. This is Lagness. Lagness comes in, drops it for Howard. Howard works off to his right, glides into the right wing corner. And it's going to be Leighton Bosto on that third line. So John Larson's going to throw his third line out there on this power play. 5-on-3, 20 seconds left to go. Top of the circle on the near side for Luke Manner. This one's going to come out. Players starting to mix it up a little bit. Then the Richmond player got dumped behind the net, lost his pad at the same time. So it's going to come out, faceoff's going to come out to neutral right here.
Well, I might have spoken a little too
soon.
Or
do we have a penalty?
We got a penalty. Brett Krista.
Head contact there.
Yeah, they're frustrated.
Yep. 14.4 left on the clock here. We'll see if we can catch up with Matt Luckowitz or Krista on the postgame show. Jason Krista, but not sure if we'll catch either of those guys after a very frustrating night. There's a one-timer on net. Save made, squeezed by Strong. Good save by the senior. His 52nd of the shot of the night. 8.9 in the game clock. Face off to the glove side of Strong into the right wing corner, and we're going to do it again. Right wing circle. Painful end to the night for Chi High. So one final drop here in the Chi High zone. Laid into the right wing corner. And it is Hebert just gliding, covering the puck, and ending the game. Final 6-1. New Richmond beats Chi High. And shots were 52-8 for New Richmond. And a tough night at the office again for Chi High here.
It is a tough night. Just like we knew it was going to be, this is a hard week of hockey. They just had a tough game last night, tough game today. It's just hopefully they can get some rest tomorrow, have a light practice, maybe some work on some basic skills, and see what happens on Thursday night against Memorial.
Yeah, we'll be there with them. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show from Hobbs, hopefully with a better result. Or at least a more competitive game for the Cards. I'm not sure if they can get some of these players back for that one, but they use it.
Yeah, I'd hope some of the kids are, healthy. One bright spot for, like I mentioned earlier, for Chippewa hockey, the CFM Sabres did take away the W, and they won 4-1 against
Terrific.
The Fusion.
Way to go, Mikhail Hogan and company.
Yes, so we'll get to watch them or hear about them later in the year. Oh, we see Ethan Foyles in the sling. That's not a good sign.
Oh, boy, yep. That is for sure. All right, our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show coming up, brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com, and we will close things out with our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show, so stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Whether it's an education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson Martin! Breakaway chance!
Two on
here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in! And scores! Jay High wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Post-game show here tonight, post-glass and mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Well, it was close to begin things. We concluded the first period with a 1-0 New Richmond lead, and the Tigers took a 2-0 lead. Cards cut that in half on the Jackson LeMay goal, but that was it. The only thing we could crow about tonight. And New Richmond, from that point on, sailed to win this one 6-1. Shots were 52-8 in favor of the Tigers. Cards just struggled, and you cannot win games if you can't get some pucks on the opposing goaltender, and they just could not do that here tonight. It broke down, and we got players sick. We got Ethan Foyles, who's injured. Not sure if when he'll come back. I'm guessing probably not for the Memorial game on Thursday night. He was in a sling here after the game. Had that separated shoulder. It's bothered him. And so Ethan may not be able to make that game. So the Cards in danger going 0-4 for the week, but we'll wish the best for him. Hope things get turned around. At Memorial, we'll have that game for you Thursday night to conclude our three games in 4 days for Cards hockey. And hopefully a better result at Hobbs Thursday evening. But Chai 1-for-2 in the power play, and New Richmond 1-for-4 on the man advantage here tonight. So we are going to take another break, come back for our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. If we can, we'll catch up with one of the coaches for Chi High, get their thoughts about this one, set up that Memorial game on Thursday night. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back at 3. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Greg and Connie up here, our producer tonight, Zach Wycheck, and this one just, Cards were never in the game, even though it was 2-1 at one point. They lose it 6-1 and absorb their ninth loss of the season. They're 5-8-1 on the season. They go to 3-3-1 in the Big Rivers with some of those really strong teams in the conference coming up yet, including Eau Claire Memorial on Thursday night. Time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Your Richmond struck pay dirt first in that first period, 11:15 of the first stanza. It was Gage Fox, the goal. The assist going to Canton Langness. And after one, even though they had outshot us by a bunch of shots, really led in that department all night. I mean, they had their way in the shot department all evening long. It was still 1-0. Then New Richmond got one in the second. Chi High, though, did put one past their goaltender, Drake Bowman, in the second. They took a penalty. We were on the power play, 13:08 of the second. And it was Jackson LeMay, and it sounded like this. They come, and a one-timer on net, it goes in! It is Jackson LeMay with the goal as he came to the top of the wheel on the right side. Bowman made the save, but it dribbled past the sophomore goaltender, and the Cards have struck pay dirt.
Just a laser from Jackson LeMay. Hard shot, goalie makes the save, but he doesn't control it. It trickles in. Excellent opportunity for the Cards.
Well, it was a good opportunity, Connie, but we didn't have many opportunities after that. There were some chances like last night. I'm thinking of Dylan Paste. He had three or four chances where he was all by himself, couldn't find the back of the net, couldn't hit the net. And a few of those opportunities, but not very many when you look past here and kind of walk through the night here a little bit. So the Cards lose this one by a 6-1 count. And kind of have to regroup in a hurry here.
Yeah, they sure do. You know, not a lot of opportunities when you only have seven shots on net. Yes, they had some missed opportunities when they missed the net. That's, you know, deflating too when you get that close and it's like you don't even get a shot, especially against a goaltender that it seemed like you might have a better shot against,
exactly.
You know, as compared to their last two games,
right.
You know. So, yeah, you know, it's just tough. Tough to be the Cards right now. It's tough to be Coach Luckowitz. I don't know what you
no
do.
No secret
to regroup.
Formula here.
No.
I just got to come out and, you know, play as a team. They're still a team. And take it one shift at a time and see if they can challenge Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Eau Claire Memorial, I think, is going to be coming out hard because they were
they
not
will.
Happy with that 4-4 tie. And I think seeing the scores from this week for the Cards, Memorial is going to be maybe foaming at the mouth a little
exactly.
bit. Like, hey, This is a game for us to just we'll demolish them and show them what it should have been earlier. But this is for the Cards have to take the opportunity, too, and come into their rink and show up.
You bet. All right, we'll find out on Thursday night on the air at 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown from Hobbs. And, again, the final here, 6-1, New Richmond defeats Chi-High, and the Cards go to 5-9-1 overall and 3-3-1 in the BRC. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Sam Aberle for working YouTube. We'll try to get the technical issues with the audio figured out for Thursday night. Almost can guarantee you that, so look at it on YouTube. Thursday night's game will have our audio as well. And our producer, Zach Wycheck, doing a terrific job as usual. For Connie Feeney, I'm Greg Stewart from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk with you Thursday night for more Cards Hockey. Good night, everybody.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.